Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You know, I've had people that had invited me for conferences or to be in churches and this kind of thing. And more than once, thank God, not too often, but more than once in these past several years, people have called because I wasn't able to do it and just demanded and chewed on my secretary or chewed on Phyllis or something, you know, like I'm going to hear them chew out my guys and then me go, oh yeah, I'm coming now. What have they shown me? That we made the right decision not to come. Because if they don't respect my people, they're not going to respect me. Now see, they would argue with you. They'd say, oh, no, we'd respect you. No, can't be. It's just not true. It's not true. You can't say, well, I respect God, but then I don't respect people. If you're this way with people, you are this way with God, even though you don't realize it, because you're just that way. That's the way you are. And you don't just flip a switch and turn into somebody else when you hold up your hands to pray. You may like to think that you do, but you're not. Ever how you are with people, that's how you are with God. It's just a fact. Remember, he said this about love too, didn't he? If a man says he loves God and he don't love his brother, hates his brother, he's a liar. Because if you don't love your brother whom you have seen, how can you love God whom you have not seen? Do you see the principle? So do not separate it in your mind and say, well, I honor God, but I maybe have trouble with people. It's the same. It is the same. Did you go to Proverbs? Last week, we talked about the beginning of disrespect, where disrespect and dishonor began. And we looked in Genesis. And we saw that God created Adam and Eve, and there was no disrespect in the original creation. I mean, how many believe that Adam and Eve never said anything rude or disrespectful to God before the fall, or to each other? God didn't make them that way. They sure didn't learn rudeness and disrespect from God, did they? No, He's the God of honor and glory. But we see when the devil came in on the scene, as soon as he starts talking, disrespect, questioning God. We saw, was it four things? First one, he said, did God say, if you eat the fruit, you won't die? No, did God say? That's not a question wanting to be taught. That's disrespect, isn't it? And then after that, we saw contradiction. That she said, yeah, God said, don't eat of the fruit of the tree, you'll die. He said, no, you won't die. Is that disrespectful? Yes. Contradiction. What else did we see? Anybody remember? Ignoring. Well, I'm skip that because we're going to come back to it in just a minute. And the last one, do you remember it? Deflecting. He asked them a question, where are you? Did you eat of the fruit? And instead of answering the question, they started explaining and going around the world and blaming each other. That's disrespectful. If somebody over you asks you a question, you should answer that question. Don't dance around it. Answer the question. It takes humility. But do it. And then if you want to tell them more, ask them, do they want to know more? Or they can ask you if they want to know more. When God says, where are you? Tell me what the answer is. Here, I'm right here. Is that what he said? No. He starts talking about all this other stuff. Did you eat of the fruit that I told you not to eat? What's the answer? Yes, I did. No, he didn't say that. Well, the woman. Did you? See, this is disrespectful. Disrespectful. Now, something that has come up over and over again, and it is the Lord. I minister to you and in the church by faith. Let me explain. I study, I pray, but I'm believing God for the things I don't see and know and you don't see and know to come out. So I start with what I know, and I'm believing God for utterance. And as things unfold, I'm learning while I'm talking. Do you understand? Yes. It's by faith. You know, in our recent series, a few weeks into it, I changed the title.
That's right.
Why? Revelation's progressive. Where we got clarity on which way it needed to go. The same thing happens every series. If you're watching close, you'll see it. You know, most every time after the service, I go back home and change clothes. And before I do anything else, I sit down and change my notes from what I preached. So I note the difference between what I planned and what happened. You understand what I'm saying? Because again and again, I had an idea, but then the Lord showed me. So I need to go back and correct that and move this here or change this here or eliminate and begin to see what He's emphasizing.
Amen.
Not what I thought, but what His hand is on. And something He has told us in this series already is that a big part of showing honor and showing respect is what you don't say and what you don't do. Do you remember hearing this more than once? This is a word from the Lord. It's what we don't say, what we don't do. And in the last few days, I can almost see these big words flashing. Stop the disrespect. Stop the disrespect. People are trying to, well, how do I show respect? No, the Lord's telling us, stop the disrespect. And in doing that, you'll be showing honor. Can you see this? You know, people all over the place are on crusades and campaigns to save this and to stamp this out and to stop that. Faith Life Church should be right now on a crusade to stop the disrespect. Everybody say it out loud, stop the disrespect.
Stop the disrespect.
Say it out loud, stop the disrespect.
Stop the disrespect.
One more time, stop the disrespect. Stop it. That means it's going on. We need to stop it. Like we've said, we're now into second and third generations who were contaminated by the rebellion of the 60s. And now children and their children and even beyond have not been taught things concerning respect and honor, and it's been lost. And people are rude and disrespectful and dishonoring and don't even see it, don't even acknowledge it. And we don't want to be like that. We're in the world, but we're not of the world. We need our minds renewed. So that we're transformed, not conformed to this world, but transformed.
That's right.
So that we see things like the Lord does. Are you willing for this? Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Well, the Lord gave me some more things. Are you ready to hear?
Yes.
He gave me five eyes, the letter of the alphabet I, five eyes of disrespect. Not the only five, it's the five I know right now. So, five eyes of disrespect. Do you want to know them?
Yes.
Why should you know them? Why do you need to know them? So you can stop doing it. So I can stop doing it. The first one we've already touched on last week was ignoring. The first eye of disrespect, ignoring. To not even acknowledge that somebody's there, to not even acknowledge and act like they said anything or they did anything. Can you see this is tremendous disrespect? And is this what Adam and Eve did with God when they ate of the fruit? When the devil asked them, did God say, you shall not eat of the fruit? Eve very clearly said, yes. God said, don't eat of the fruit. You'll die. And the Bible said Adam wasn't even deceived concerning the whole thing. And yet, the Bible said right after this, they go, she takes the fruit, she eats it, she gives it to him, he eats it. Can you see? They had to totally ignore what God told them and what they knew He told them. They had to act like He wasn't even there, didn't they, to do that. Tremendous disrespect in ignoring. Somebody say ignoring. Now, when we're talking about respect, this is not an indiscriminate thing. There's a certain amount of respect you ought to show to everybody. But yet, the Bible talks about those that you owe honor to and respect to, those that He has pointed out, those that are over you in different capacities. And it is, it's not the same person to person. Some people you should show more honor to than others. And you know, some people, if they demand that you acknowledge them, then why? You know, you don't treat them like a human being, like they have some value. You know, a few years ago, there was these people that decided they were apostles. There are apostles in the body of Christ, but they decided they were apostles and they'd go into churches where people didn't even know them and tell the pastors, you know, you have to do what I say because I'm an apostle and you're just a pastor. Well, you ought to ignore those folks. Because just because they think they're an apostle, that don't mean they're an apostle to you. There are different measures of grace, and apostles are used to lay foundation and to build works. And like Brother Hagin used to say, a lot of these folk never even built a chicken coop, much less a church. And they never done anything. They're going to come in and tell you how to run things? That's no. You ought to ignore those folk. But then there are those that are over you. You ought to acknowledge them and remember what they said, and particularly your God. Never ignore Him and what He told us to do. I'm going to come back to that one a little bit, but let's get into the next one. The next one is, the next I, is interrupting. Interrupting. Five I's of disrespect. What's the first one? Ignoring. What's the second one? Interrupting. Did you find Proverbs? Weren't you holding a place there? Proverbs 18:13. 18:13. Let's read that. He says, "He that answers a matter before he hears it, it is folly and shame to him." Today's English version says, "Listen before you answer." Everybody say that out loud. Listen before you answer. Hold your place right there. Go to James. Go to James, first chapter. James 1 and 19. James 1 and 19, he says, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man," how many of us? Every man be what? Swift to hear. Swift means what? Quick, fast. Quick, fast to do what? How many quick hearers do I have in here? Let me see. People are going, huh? You're a quick hearer. Anything comes up, you go. Quick, swift to hear, and slow to speak. And slow to wrath. Now, millions are practicing this verse. In reverse. Aren't they? They are hot-headed, quick. Get mad and upset. And they are quick to speak.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me